Welcome to Two Nerds and an Actor, the entertainment podcast for the nerd adjacent to the nerd aficionado, where we give you bi-weekly reviews of a TV show and movie, and where we tell you in hilarious fashion what to watch and why. This is season 5, episode 8. I'm here with my nerdy squad.
Oh.
Mike Santana.
All right, I'm Captain Slim. I'll be Captain Slim. It's fine.
That's a good one. France Jerome.
Black Javelin. Come on, people.
Black Javelin?
I feel like I was about to give a spoiler. Anyway.
No, it's too early.
I am your queen shark, Aisha Jordan.
I like that.
Yes.
Nom nom. I like that.
Nom 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 nom.
Yeah.
That's the name of this episode. Write that down.
Writing it down. Also triggered.
Are you triggered by frequent nom sounds?
If you didn't know by now, we will be talking about Suicide Squad today.
The Suicide Squad movie.
But this is not the one, you know, before. This is the do-over.
Right.
Suicide Squad do-over.
The James Gunn opus.
Yes. And we'll also be talking about What If. Episode 1 just came out, so we're going to talk about that.
Yes.
And we have some interesting nerdy leaks about some castings, Tom Hardy things, all that jazz.
Oh, I'm sure you're looking forward to talking about a Tom.
I'm always looking to talk about a Tom.
Right.
There's always a Tom involved.
Yeah, Tom, not Dick or Harry.
Yeah. We also have some cool trailers that recently came out, so...
Yep.
We're very excited.
We're very excited. And can we talk a moment?
Yes. Let's talk about the space. Yeah, we have a new space we are trying out. You probably saw us in a bunch of new spaces, but this one is like the most profesh.
And moving around.
We have. If anyone's listening, we're wearing headphones right now.
Yeah, so we hear like each other very intimately.
I can hear
very intimately.
Yeah,
France, everyone's voices.
France always wears headphones. You've probably, you know, noticed that. But Aisha and I.
No, we just talk into the air.
Mm-hmm. And if we hear one another, we do. If we don't.
I have no idea how we sound.
Right.
But we also have an awesome engineer, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
He's doing the trophy.
Yeah.
We've. And we got Lauren, our PA. Yes.
So this episode is being filled in front of a live studio audience.
In front of a live audience.
Canned laughter.
No canned laughter. No. That shit is traumatizing.
But it's fun. I'm very excited. It's a very different feeling. I feel like I'm being paid to do this.
which is the opposite of what's happening.
It's the opposite of what happens.
But that can change.
It can change with your help of 10 cents a day. You can just.
Nope. I'm going to finish it.
I was going to say.
All right.
I'm going to get this copywritten. Now we out here.
Let's get into it.
Hey, pick up Spider-Man.
All right. So we have some nerdy. Exactly. Nerdy leaks about Sony. Sony has acquired. I don't even understand how this works. Sony has acquired Funimation, who owns Crunchyroll?
No.
Tell me how this works.
When two media conglomerates love each other.
Very much. Okay.
Sometimes with anything. No.
Funimation. Corporations are people.
Oof, they are.
They are.
So, sadly.
This is about to go into a rabbit hole around like.
Look, Sony bought Funimation a while ago.
But I thought Funimation already bought Crunchyroll.
No, wait. Sony bought Funimation a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think in December of last year, they announced how they will be purchasing for $1.18 billion.
Good Lord.
Crunchyroll. And merging the two services into one.
Okay.
So that deal went down officially, I believe, like a few days ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And similar to when Disney was acquiring Fox. Like, you know, they announced it.
Right.
And then
it happened.
There were the James Gunn controversies, but it didn't happen officially until a little later. And then James was brought back into the fold, right? So
it's all about James
Gunn.
Hence
the Gun Watch, I'm saying.
He's into Kevin Bacon.
No.
Yeah.
He ain't got that.
He does not. There is not 6 degrees of James Gunn.
Dance. That I know of.
Right.
Kevin Bacon.
He's also not the 6 degrees between everybody.
There's no way.
I don't know.
Now? Oh, he's like the Nexus being now. Between DC and Marvel.
So explain Crunchyroll to me. What does this mean about Crunchyroll?
Well, if you have a Crunchyroll subscription or a Funimation subscription, the first thing that the press release that was sent out once this was official a few days ago was stated how that's the number one goal to merge the services and make it easy. Like, you don't need two subscriptions.
So the hope
is that by centralizing, you know, all your anime viewing needs into, you know, one service,
right?
You know, for a reasonable price, fans will be able to enjoy even more anime in more ways and shit like that.
Yeah, like Funimation had a really strong hold on a lot of the classics,
right?
So Cowboy Bebop, for instance, that's prime.
Right,
Cowboy that's Bebop not on is, Crunchyroll.
Nah, it's there. Wow. On the flip side, Crunchyroll has some more like the obscure joints like Hajime no Ippo, like the boxing anime. Like, they have some more of those kind of
classics.
Everybody
keeps talking about that anime.
But because it's amazing. But all of the modern classics are all in Funimation.
Oh, okay.
That includes Fullmetal Alchemist, I think, too.
This reminds me of the HBO Max thing, though, because everyone's like, but I have HBO Go. And you're like, well, HBO Go is not going to exist anymore. You just have HBO Max, which has blah, da, 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 da.
Right, it's just going to replace it.
Crunchymation.
Crunchymation.
Yeah, I don't know if that means they're going to change names. I'm saying I don't know if it means they're going to do that.
I like Funeral.
I hope they keep them separate, but you still have access to everything.
That sounds confusing.
Well,
I'm trying to have an anime civil war out here.
The one concern will be that the price is, you know, reasonable. And that some anime fans were worried that since Sony is now basically the digital distributor of all things anime, you know, especially for Westerners.
They have a monopoly on anime.
Yeah, because it's like over 120 million Crunchyroll subscribers, which is fucking nuts.
Good Lord.
They're worried that, you know, they might not, Sony better not kind of, you know, like kind of edit shit, you know, like make it safer for Western audiences. Like, keep it what the fuck it is.
You can't edit anime good.
I mean, the thing
luck.
Is that Sony
They're
is
gonna
such
be like,
a
the gabagool.
the PAX, the Sopranos on PAX shit.
It's gonna be like a black screen sometimes.
And it cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, cut to.
No, see, now I'm stuck on that, but God, what was I thinking?
Shout out to Will Sasso.
Facts. Thanks for making Vine anyway.
You were talking about?
I was talking about Sony. Oh, yeah. Sony's a Japanese company.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
I was like, they've been a global brand for so long that it would make sense that they might try to edit some things.
Yeah.
Because now they are in more pockets around the world, much larger pockets. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. When does it all come to, like,
I mean,
they haven't released that. Yeah, information
no. Yet. Well, they'll make it a big deal.
Okay.
Scary thing, though, is that Crunchyroll has a deal with HBO Max.
Right. So there are some.
That's what I'm confused about.
There's a lot of cross conglomerate, crossing the streams.
And Hulu. Hulu has lots of anime
and
on
Netflix.
There. And so is Netflix. So I don't know how in the future this might affect.
Sony is real guarded about their shit, too. Like, we just got Spider-Man.
They are. But then again, as a studio, I don't want to get too much into it because we shit on them plenty of times. They are often in financial trouble as an entertainment studio outside of video games and tech.
Yes.
Because they've tried to sell Bond a bunch of times.
Why?
Because they can't afford to make the movies.
Yeah. Yo.
There's no return.
Bond doesn't bring back the money.
No, Spider-Man has literally been the only like fruitful license that they have as a film
That's
studio.
That's blowing my mind.
So, critically, yeah. Financially, yeah.
But with anime, you know, if they're now going to have the rights to future Kimetsu no Yaiba, Demon Slayer movies, or My Hero movies, they're going to make bank as fuck.
Money.
So, yeah, we'll see.
So let us keep Spider-Man. Anyway. All right, let's go on to some of our casting news. This is a big one that came out recently. It's just an image of a fist with the spikes because Idris Elba has been cast as, who is he cast as?
For what?
You just said his name.
Well, yeah. Spike?
No.
I'm glad that is documented.
Knuckles.
That shit's going to live on the internet forever.
Oh.
Knuckles, the echidna.
I was like, I don't know who Spike is, France.
I don't know if there's a Spike in the Sonic
there
universe.
There isn't. Exactly.
No, there
that's
might be. I don't. There's a lot of Sonic characters.
No, but that's why I was like, why are you looking at me?
Because you're our Sonic expert.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Obviously. Because I played it when I was like 10.
No, you studied this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know Spike and you don't.
It was your minor, right?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Well, Idris Elba was playing Knuckles, Knuckles, Captain Knuckles.
No, don't do that. No, he is playing Knuckles the Echidna. He is a badass.
Yes. Badass.
We saw, okay. No, not butt-ass, a badass.
I said badass with okay. an accent.
And, you made it sound like a German beer.
And he kind of, they already, Echidna's already made appearance.
Yes, Echidna's made appearance in the first Sonic movie. They're the ones who chase him out of his universe.
Right. Oh, they were the one that get the fuck out of here, Sonic. They like tribally fucking swarmed around his like little hut.
Does that mean no Jim Carrey though?
Why would it mean no Jim Carrey?
The way he left off, he's about to be the Kang of the Sonic universe.
We're gonna get try-hard Jim Carrey and like casual Elba.
Yep.
And elevated Marston. Right? We're gonna get the three of them in one film.
I'm excited. Honestly, I actually like Sonic, so.
I'm excited for the product placement. They were really good with it in that first
one. Olive Garden?
Right, like that was the gift card.
Olive Garden.
No, what's really like? We went from the internet having to bully this studio into redoing
shit. Right?
Yeah,
they're like, you drew it wrong. Look what I did. You guys fucking suck. And they're like, oh, sorry, we'll do it again.
Right. I've taken like a fucking, what do you call those? What's that internet service where you learn how to do? I've done Skillshare, Photoshop.
Oh my god!
And look what I did.
You can't bring up Skillshare unless they give us money. Okay. They give other podcasts money.
Distort Skillshare.
Yes.
But still include these instructions with me pronouncing Skillshare.
And then we'll talk to them
later. So that
people
know what we don't want to say. All right? Is that too meta? Okay. So.
And then it's like Skillshare on our faces.
No.
You block us out.
But they went from bullying the studio to reshooting this thing to it being a success mm-hmm. to now just everybody fucking celebrating. Hey, Idris is in this shit. We're valid.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Growth. Wow, democracy.
It's something. I don't know if it's
Sonic,
democracy.
Is Sonic Sony?
No.
Oh, that would be cool, though. That would be a good tie-in.
I don't
tie-in.
Think Sony did the Sonic movie.
No,
Encyclopedia France.
It's not. Yeah, it's not.
It's nothing about. I want to know who.
I'm gonna Google it.
Are you not?
While you're googling Let's that, see. Shout out to, Christian. Christian's in the chat.
Christian, hey. Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, we are live.
We are live.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. All right, so he's gonna look that up to see if it's Sony.
Definitely wasn't Sony.
No, it's not. I'm just wondering. But we've already.
The one thing I would bully the studio to doing is for the second Sonic movie is that we need the Sega. We need that.
Yes, in the opening.
Because
they didn't show up.
They
didn't do that.
Right. And when that didn't happen, I looked over to my great niece and great nephew, my monsters. I looked over to Alexi and Chris, and they were visibly disappointed. Because
they knew
by
the end of the movie, they were right. Like, it wasn't there.
Because I did what anyone would do. I promised them something I couldn't deliver. I told them, watch, when it opens, it's going to say Sega, like in the game.
Why did you promise that?
Because why wouldn't they do that? So they disappointed my family. And that's, I need them to like just
be up on that.
Fast 9 disappointments.
Yeah, I just need
seems
them.
Seems dangerous.
I'm not going to shout out Al until later.
It was Paramount.
It was
Paramount.
Just,
okay.
It was
yeah.
just Tony had the rights until 2013.
Oh, Paramount, okay.
And look, see?
Oh.
And they put it into turnaround. And then Paramount was like, good, give me.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
My goodness.
So see, that's like, again, Sony dropping a bag. Okay.
Okay. All right. So, the only other thing I was going to say is that they did show Tails, though. Right?
Yes. Yeah. That was credit. He was the Thanos.
I would
reveal.
Like to know what that
I'll
means.
I'll do it myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, I got two tails.
I got two tails. All
right. Guess what my name is?
Spike. No? Okay. All right. Let's move on. So the other casting that recently came out is that Delroy Lindo will be playing an Elder Anansi.
Oh, I thought he was going to play Knuckles' father.
He's going to play Knuckles' father.
Callous.
In the Sonic 3 film. No. Right? In the, what is it?
Nancy
Neil Gaiman.
Boys. Yeah. Neil Gaiman's.
It's called Anansi Boys?
Yes.
Yes. It's based on his that novel. And it's going to be on what? Prime?
It's going to be on Prime? Yeah, it's not going to be in theaters?
No. It's like a.
It's a TV show, right? Or
I think it's
a limited series.
Limited series.
Yeah. Like I think Omens. It's on Prime.
Yeah.
Dope.
I think it is on Prime.
I mean, we talked about this before that we were like, we know it's coming out, but we didn't know. We thought, hey, are they going to bring back Orlando Jones. And we're like, no, because they still hate each other. And then we find out that Orlando's a part of it.
We don't know if they hate each other. We know that they're part of amicable terms.
They're not on good terms.
Yeah, I don't know if the hate is on both sides.
You're not out here for me.
No, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if the hate goes both ways. And I don't know if hate is the best way to describe Orlando Jones's feelings towards Neil Gaiman and the whole fallout of why his character was written out and not back into American Gods.
Right.
But, I mean, the justification for Delroy Lindo cast instead of Orlando Jones is the fact that, semi-spoiler alert, the Anansi in Anansi Boys, though he may be the same character technically from American Gods,
it's different.
Like, it's an older.
It's supposed to be aged.
Yeah, it's an aged and older Anansi.
That's
and
what I was
and the
say,
American
like,
Gods do age.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense because I feel like once I saw the casting, I was like, oh, that's dope-ass casting. Like, to be honest, that's exciting. Like, yeah, I want Orlando Jones to come and do that role. It was fun, but this seems like a better fit for the age and what the story is doing.
I'm so curious about how he's going to play the role.
Right.
Like, because the...
Well, he's not dramatic.
Well, but the fun of Orlando Jones's... not his interpretation, but the way they directed that role was that he existed in every form of blackness that existed across time.
Right.
I got you.
So he could do the zoot. He was zoot suit. Sometimes he was black militant.
Right.
Sometimes he was like, he was all the different
now,
kinds of black.
Now he'd just have more.
So right. He would have more to add on. So I'm curious how Delroy's going to be able to pull that off.
Okay.
If they go that route.
He's just going to be the militant. I think that's the one.
If you can give me the five blood Delroy energy.
I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Hey, whatever. However he wants to do it.
That's how it's going to be.
If I can just get the five blood energy from Delroy.
The five blood Delroy.
Got an Emmy and an Oscar.
They really tried.
They did.
Like, they LeBronified that whole cast to try to get him that chip. They
Did
wanted
he
to
get
him.
It?
He didn't get anything.
He didn't get anything.
I don't think he got a nom.
I think he might have gotten nominated.
No, he
didn't win anything.
He was nominated.
He didn't win anything. And there were people that were more, you know, God rest his soul. There were people that were talking more about like Chadwick's role in the movie.
I know.
Then his, then Delroy's.
And he was in the movie for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
he was
a good 2 minutes.
Great.
But,
it was a good
you know,
2 minutes.
So Delroy, hopefully he gets his shine here.
Right.
I do not know how Orlando Jones is feeling about things.
Yeah,
but
I don't think he's posted or anything.
We'll see. The way that this character is allowed to speak, frankly and honestly, will tell us a lot about whether or not Neil Gaiman understood, you know, read the room
brief
after the whole thing. Yeah, this time, right, understood the assignment. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, friends.
All right, so our last piece of casting news is for, what was it? Adam's Family.
Oh.
There's a new Adam's Family.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah, this is a Tim Burton
Tim
one, though.
Yeah.
This is a Tim Burton
Timmy
one?
Tim B.
Are you kidding me?
No, Aisha. This is a serious.
This is serious.
Yeah, like what the what? Because we talk about Knuckles,
Knuckles,
right? This is fucking serious.
I can't believe that. Okay, so then Catherine Zeta-Jones, Luis Guzman,
yes,
and Jenna Ortega.
I'm saying she dips beneath the laser.
Yeah, Francis. For people that are not watching us live or later on video, Francis is using his arm to imitate
the dip under the laser
move that Catherine Zeta-Jones's career, her entire film career seems to hinge on.
But you guys wouldn't even know the reference if you didn't watch
Entrapment.
Workaholics.
No. Well, how about the fucking movie itself?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Entrapment.
I'm like, what for? Who needs reference?
What do you mean?
Listen, in Workaholics,
they make a big deal about it.
They say Catherine Zeta-Jones dips beneath the lasers. And that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
You know what? the harmonies they achieved in their break room when they were talking about this.
Hilarious.
Cool. I'd rather see it over and over again and I have a GIF on my phone. So like, you gotta, I mean.
Okay, I feel like they go hand in hand. That's fine.
Yeah.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
All right, well, the point is she's playing Morticia, right?
Yes. Catherine Zeta-Jones is playing Morticia.
Luis Guzman is
Gomez
Adams.
And then who's Jenna?
No, they cast Wednesday as well.
Oh, did they?
Another Latine.
So we're officially going with that?
I don't know, man.
I'm going with
No, wait.
Latine sounds good.
I like
Latine.
Let's make unnecessarily a bonding forever by blood pact.
Okay.
This podcast is a Latine podcast. Like, yes. We stand by. Let Facts. That be the hill. Let's make a hill.
Okay.
And, Latine hill.
Yeah. And even if there's like legislation or if like.
And it changes, like we're sticking with Latine.
No. I'm saying like post-apocalyptic, you know, AOC is, you know, Furoria and she's coming against us. And we're.
Oh my gosh.
This is the hill she has to drive up on.
Latine.
Yeah. She could say Latinx, but we.
Yeah. No, we say Latine.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah. I just feel like X doesn't make sense.
Okay. In the I'll carve Spanish the runes into the table during our break and we'll.
We don't own this table, but okay.
No, but it's for a ritual. It's fine.
Okay.
Jenna Ortega.
Yes. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Okay. Thank you. Nice. Thank you. I mean, I'm super excited now. You said Tim Burton. I was down. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. See?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, Lauren. Yeah.
Crowd agrees.
I wonder if his wife will make some type of appearance in the film.
Yes. If Helena Bonham Carter is not in the movie as a family member.
Ooh, or a villain.
She's Fester. She'll be Uncle Fester.
Stop it.
That would make that would make me dead ass happy.
Oh my God.
Because she could.
No.
Because she could.
Yeah, she probably could.
She can do anything.
She could come in as her Fight Club character. She could be, what's
it, the hand.
She'll be it, cousin it. She'll be the mocap for it.
Yeah, she could definitely be cousin it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're super excited about it. I don't even know when this thing is coming out. Does anybody know when this is coming out?
I don't know.
It's not like in production yet.
Gotcha. All right. So our last piece of news, because we got to move on, is Tom Hardy, the beautiful Tom Hardy.
That's the news.
Yes.
That's
Tom
it.
Hardy right, oh, folks. Loves dogs. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to be in Spider-Man.
You forgot beard enthusiast.
There's so many things that you just left out.
He plays Venom.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo, this is a very Sony heavy.
I was just to say, and now we're talking about more Sony
disgusting.
Things.
Disgusting.
Well, okay, so the big news is that he expressed interest in wanting to be in the Tom Holland version of the Spider-Mans. But,
something
I mean,
like that.
I have a lot of questions about this.
Okay.
Because one, is there even going to be another one?
Another what?
Spider-Man. There's three, right?
You talk about...
Wait.
Yeah,
let's go back a little
bit.
There's
another one happening.
Let's go a little bit.
Yeah,
hold on. Because Venom 2 just got delayed till October 15th.
Did it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Tom Hardy, somebody asked Tom Hardy a question, and he was in one of those moods where he feels like answering you. And
that doesn't happen a lot.
No, that's what I mean. and he basically says, look, I'm not doing my job as an actor if I'm not aware of the possibilities. Meaning, if I'm not aware that Marvel is doing this multiverse shit with these characters and how there might
Anything
be the possibility to cross over and have my Venom that's not MCU related, is just associated with Marvel Studios, to have him interact with Tom Holland, Spider-Man, or other characters in the MCU.
Oh my God, the Toms will be together.
Right, it'll be two times Tom.
If there's three,
can they get Tom Hiddleston?
Then it'll be three times.
All the Toms.
And that's a Tom, Tom, Tom.
I don't think they've all met.
I don't. I can't.
I think that's,
I can't verify
that's a job for
sure.
OnlyFans. So we'll just let that.
I'll
live.
Just hope I'm what? A PA on that set. I'm an extra in the film where all the Toms come together, and I specifically have to take care of the Toms. That's my job.
Did you hear?
I heard it.
Yeah.
We just lost our G rating.
Yep. Right out the window.
Did we have a G rating?
We had it.
I'm pretty sure there was a lot of X's before that G.
You can go. You can start at a G, but you can't go back.
No, you can't go back.
Who wants to go back?
No, none of us.
Nobody.
So Tom said, I want to work with Tom.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool if I could work with Tom.
Yes.
Tommy, Tom, Tom, Tom.
Tom, Tom, Tom. Tom, Tom, Tom.
But also regarding Tom, there's that other piece of news for another delayed Sony fucking Marvel-related movie.
They were delaying a lot of things.
The director of Morbius, starring Jared Leto.
Not a Tom.
In an interview, said... that, it was really great being on set and seeing Jared Leto and seeing Tom Hardy and seeing Zazan.
And then everybody's like, what the fuck?
And Kevin Feige just laughed because you're just associated with us.
But it's
He definitely tilted his hat a little bit.
Yeah, his Wi-Fi hat.
I feel like Feige was like, here's a note. Next time, don't give them the full script.
No, the note just said, this is why. Mm-hmm. It just said, this is why.
This is why.
Okay. Yeah.
And it had like a little caricature of Mark Ruffalo being choked out by Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle's like, shut the fuck up.
Because they don't know how to not spill shit. So That's what the director said. So that kind of gives, maybe Venom shows up in the Morbius movie. Does that make us more excited to see that?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. I was never super excited to see it in the first place, but now you're telling me Tom Hardy's in it. I'm like, ooh.
It doesn't mean he plays a key role. He might just show up like
after credits.
But it's giving me try hard vibes, and I'm like, eh.
Nah, that's too much.
It's for Morbius.
Now I'm not excited.
Which I don't care about.
Nobody cares about
anyway, there's more. There's one more Marvel thing, but we might leave that for the bonus time if we have time or the break.
Yes.
Because I don't know if y'all saw it. It literally just came out like a few hours ago.
I was going to say, I don't know what we're talking about. Breaking news.
We'll talk about it later.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. All right. You know what? It's time to do our shout outs, I think.
Okay.
It's a shout out time.
All right.
You wanted to shout out Al, right? You
sure.
Said later.
Al is spamming shit about Uhtred from Last Kingdom in the chat.
Thanks, Al.
Al asked me to watch Last Kingdom and Vikings.
Oh, okay.
Because I had never seen either.
Got it.
And he's a fan of Last Kingdom. And Uhtred is the main character of Last Kingdom.
So shout out to Uhtred?
No, don't. Oh, see, you can't say things like that.
No, shout out to Uhtred.
Yeah, don't encourage him because I'm the one that has to talk to him later. So shout out to Al.
Shout out to Al. Shout out to who was in there? Christian?
Yeah.
Hey, Christian. Thanks for being here. I want to give a big shout out again to Kat Ramos. I know we always shout her out, but like specifically some of the clips that she has been sharing on her stories have been just, as Mike says, chef kiss. And then her cackling laughing
in
the background, just
that shit gives me life.
It just exploded my heart. And I just really want her to be, you know, did you guys ever watch Tom Green? He's got that guy in the back who just holds a mic, like a mug, and just laughs hysterically randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need her to do that laugh. Even when it's not fucking funny. Because I will have a blast.
So you want a sound drop. So Kat, record yourself laughing so that we can send it to Daryl.
Oh my God. I will press that button.
We just need 4 hours of you laughing.
I'll make some random dad jokes and then just be like,
various
Kat Ramos laugh.
Of laughing. Just from a polite haha to a full-on like falling over guffaw.
Yeah
we need to see the range, Kat.
Exactly. So shout out to Kat, who's been like, you know, our longtime follower, watches all the episodes and all those as well.
Yeah.
And if you want a shout out, y'all know how you can get a shout out. You can donate, you can like, subscribe, comment, share, download. You can write a review and tell us it's happening or become a sponsor. So if you have a small business that you're like, you know what? I really would love if you guys would talk about my business on your podcast. We could work out an arrangement and you can have that done. And then you make money, we make money.
And we get to record in places like this.
Yes.
More often.
Profesh with right. Brian.
Yes.
Okay. So please check out our links. You can go to our website, which is now twonerdsandanactor.com. It has finally.
Oh, wait a minute.
It was the Squarespace thing. I
now
fixed
we're
it.
Just.
It's just twonerdsandanactor.com.
Oh, that's great.
I know. There was a. Thank you. Thank you.
Round of applause.
Looks there was like a weird it. Thing with our domain, but it's over.
Right.
And you just can go to twonerdsandanactor.com. That's the number 2nerdsandanactor.com. So check us out.
Shout outs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Damn.
I wanted to shout out Simone.
Yes.
Simone Gamble, still a fiscal supporter.
Facts.
Yo, physical supporters.
Facts. Like, yo, that's a lot of love. Birthday coming up in like a month and change. How
whoa, whoa. What? Is she a Virgo?
Month and change.
She might.
Oh,
month and change might
month,
mean
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you're
might,
right.
It's no. Early September situation.
But either anyway. Way, close to each other.
Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, I think that was a shout out. I think that might have been. Shout out Kat Thompson for the lively discussion with us.
Yeah, on that last one. It did.
That was interaction at a new level.
Honestly, I love it because you can't always just be like, yeah, I agree. You agree. We all agree. Moving on.
It was
I
good.
Love.
I could hear her yelling in the chat.
Right. It's not a polite cast.
No,
it's a
no.
podcast.
Yes.
It's not a
podcast. Right. I got you. I understand.
All right.
Right?
Thanks to all our.
If we wanted
supporters.
To have a polite cast,
pew, 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 pew.
We would be the fucking the two ladies from SNL.
Oh,
okay,
wait.
With the ASMR before ASMR.
I can't do this with headphones.
With the warm nuts and the
guys,
right, the sweaty balls.
Hear it. It's so in my ear holes.
You know what we're talking about?
I do.
Okay,
coming to you live.
I'm moving on now.
All right.
All right, we're about to get into our no spoilers review.
Of?
We are going to not spoil.
Oh.
The first episode of What If.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Are we doing that first?
What the? How?
Yeah, let's do that first.
Just came out. Yeah.
And then we will not spoil Suicide Squad. So if you haven't seen Suicide Squad, the one that is in theaters or on HBO Max, you can keep listening. If you have not seen the first episode of What If, which is highly likely because it just came out yesterday, it's okay. You can keep listening. And then we will get deeper into our spoilers later. Okay, so.
Whose turn is it? I think it's yours.
No. That's for spoilers.
No
spoilers.
I'm jumping again. Sorry.
It's cool.
The James. Nope, stopping.
Whoa.
Stopping.
What?
I'm stopping.
We're starting with What If anyways.
Yeah. Tone it back, friends.
Okay, so I just want first reactions.
From this first episode
From this first episode, yeah.
Okay. This is Marvel's animated
series
on Disney Plus.
If you don't know, What If is like literally the name What If. It's like all these things. Like, what if one different thing happened in this
long time tradition of Marvel Comics?
Right.
What If series of just proposing the possibilities of, you
cool
know,
ass stories.
Right. What if Uncle Ben was the one that was bit by a spider instead of Peter Parker?
What
if the Punisher was Venom? Was my favorite.
What if the Punisher was Venom?
Yeah, yo.
Yeah, they have some crazy shit.
He fucking eats the Kingpin. Anyway.
Okay, you're giving spoilers to things we don't even. But what if it happens?
What if it happens in What If?
Oh my god.
Don't do that. Don't do that. John Bernthal eating Vincent D'Onofrio. While he's talking about his childhood.
When I was a boy.
That sounds amazing.
One bad's two bad.
And then his mouth is like.
Ah. Yeah.
And he's just staring at the white.
I love Venom.
I'd pay a dollar.
Back on track.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What did you think about this first episode?
The first episode, it's. So I was not sure how they were going to go about it. Like, yeah. I didn't know if it was going to be like. You watch an episode and maybe there's three things in it.
That's what I thought,
I didn't know.
I thought that,
so
too.
This was just one thing.
Mm-hmm. It was one full story.
Right. Focused on Peggy Carter.
Yeah.
I can say that. Okay. Yeah. So it was focused on Peggy Carter. And the animation for it was okay.
I agree.
Like, at times it was like really cool.
Right.
But then at other times I was like, too much computer. Like, I was.
I completely. This doesn't
agree. Makes the gravity look weird.
Yeah, yes. and I did my best not to compare it to like DC animated stuff, which often is good, but can also be kind of depending. But overall, they tell good stories. So the story in this one was cool.
It's decent.
I wish they went a few steps farther into the whole What If, but they really wanted to focus on Peggy Carter.
Well, I think that's what was confusing for me too. I thought maybe it would be short stories that continued, like maybe we'd have three stories in one episode, which they were like, no, we focus on this, which is fine. But I felt like if I'm going to focus on this one story, give me more. Like, it kind of ended on this sort of cliffhanger sort of thing where I'm like, okay, are we going to come back to this? Is there going to be like another episode where I see Peggy Carter continuing? Or is that like, ha, wasn't that fun? Like,
right. It wasn't really clear.
Yeah. Sorry. France.
I remember I felt the exact same way Mike feels about the animation. And I remembered, it was like a quick moment where I was like, I've seen this animation before. And it reminded me of one of the OG MTV Spider-Man. When they started doing those.
With Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris as Spider-Man. And I was like, oh.
It did have similarity to that.
That was where it was like, he was kind of skinny.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's very cel-shaded look. Yeah.
I was like, so it looked like an updated version of that. A little Telltale dirt thrown on it.
Yeah.
Everything a little texture.
I always find that kind of clunky. Like, it's good, but then sometimes clunky and it's weird.
It's computer. They do a lot of it with computers.
It's very computer. Yeah. And it changes the way some things look. Changes the way some things feel. So I wasn't blown away by the animation. That wasn't what I was there for, though.
Right.
There for the story. Story was good.
Yeah. Voice acting was pretty good.
Voice acting was pretty good. Some voice matching goes on too, because Chris Evans is not there.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but he's one of the. I think he might be the only one who's not there.
He's not the only one.
Patrick, him and Hugo Weaving aren't there.
Robert Downey Jr. did the.
He wouldn't be.
It was Dominic Cooper.
Because we've talked about the trailer, so it's not a spoiler. I'm saying I don't. You're talking about just from this episode.
Just in general.
Well, Hugo Weaving was not.
Yeah,
he wasn't that. So I'm confirming that. But was it? it but also
Dominic Cooper was who plays Howard
but
Stark.
What about the guy that plays the TV face dude, the professor, dude. The one that gets the drug?
Yeah, Stanley Tucci is
No, that was the doctor.
I'm talking about the Hydra one, the glasses.
Oh, it Arnold sounded Zola. Like him.
Yeah, I don't think that was the same guy.
It sounded like
and I don't
him.
Think it was Sam.
I didn't look.
You know what?
Woo!
Okay.
I said, well, Sam.
That was about to be a spoiler.
Kind of.
That was good.
But Haley Atwell is Peggy Carter, and that's cool. Central figure.
We like Haley Atwell.
I love her. Yeah.
If they got someone else to do that, I'd be upset. To be honest with you. Because that character still deserves more shine. I think so.
Yeah. But
so should people watch it?
Oh, but no, you didn't tell us what you thought.
Oh, I thought I did. I said the same thing where I thought it was going to be a story, several stories. I mean, I also do agree with the animation thing. I think we talked about before that I thought it was going to be more like Love, Death, Robots, where like each episode would have different animation.
Like the Animatrix, maybe.
Which I would have loved because I'm not that big a fan of this type of animation.
I would have definitely loved
I would love to see that. Like, oh, this one is like that. And especially since it's such different stories. Because even Love, Death, Robots, they didn't switch it up that much, but it was like, okay, because you know what you're getting with them. Yeah. This is going to be like, going to blow my mind.
Not
so
as good as the Love, Death, Robot. No.
And it was a splinter in my brain from the moment I saw it, because I thought that, because now that you said it aloud, I'm really feeling like it tells me that they're trying to pull back to see how they can milk this for something else. Because, instead of making multiple stories, it's always one difference that branches into several other differences in the same pocket. And I feel in my heart, I feel like they're holding things so they could try to use them later?
No, eventually I think there might be a convergence, something that ties all these things together besides just the fact that Uatu is the narrator. But we'll see.
He interferes.
But you know, just initial impressions, it was okay.
It was okay.
Like, will I tell people to watch it? I kind of have to tell people to watch it if they want to be up on all the MCU happenings. This has been declared canon, and this alternate reality situation
it's gonna come up
very
somewhere.
Much might come up later somehow, so you want to know what's going on. And it's a 33 minute episode, not a huge commitment.
I feel like I would tell people to wait till a bunch of them come out,
because it's like
feels like I would have liked that better, just to like watch it and like boom boom boom, even if I took a break and came back another day.
This was definitely not dense, so I could see where maybe a binge might be better for it. I agree.
Like one at a time is
Yeah.
Do y'all want to do that? Y'all want to just wait?
No,
I'm not gonna. But
well, I don't even know why you would ask me that. I'm insulted, but whatever.
All right, so let's move on. Suicide Squad.
Very important.
It was the Suicide Squad?
Yes. This is the Suicide Squad.
Is that the thing
Squad
that's
movie.
Making it different from the other one?
Absolutely. It's the only difference. You know, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a DC film.
Yeah.
Do we feel good?
It's a revulsion.
I am wearing a Marvel shirt right now because it's a DC film.
In protest. Next time we just
they need to get it right
theater.
The first time. Okay.
No, that's not fair. I mean,
look how many Spider-Mans we had.
Oh, right? My word. That was Sony's fault.
Well, listen, we gently, you know, lifted the undercarriage of the Snyder Cut. We appreciated what we got with that.
We did.
And we appropriately shat upon the first Suicide Squad movie because it was terrible.
Mulligan again.
So this is the second attempt at the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Is it a worthy do-over?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
100%.
If you watch superhero movies in general, or if you watch action movies in general, if you watch action comedy movies in general, you need to fuck with this.
Yeah.
It's like it was good like that.
Yeah. If you like Deadpool and you like comic book over the top superhero R-rated story type telling, then there really is very little reason for you not to watch this movie.
Very little reason.
So I would definitely, and since you can watch it at home on HBO Max if you have that.
Or gratis.
Then just, no, I mean, you're paying for that, right?
Yeah, but you have to pay.
If you got HBO Max,
No. Come you have to pay for HBO Max, but you don't pay extra.
Right, I'm just saying for the
subscription.
Oh, right. You know, not then, like Disney. Then watch it. I definitely think it's worth watching.
Yeah.
And then, like, non-spoiler, but you know she's in the movie, Margot Robbie again as Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
this is probably the best of Harley Quinn as a character we've seen on screen.
I think it was more Harley Quinn than the one that was for Harley Quinn. You know what I mean?
Birds
the
of Prey.
Like Birds of Prey. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It was way more. And I felt like they just solidified her character and how she acts.
Sure.
Just so much more smoothly.
Everything
and engaging.
Yeah, her
and
humor.
It made sense. Even though nothing made sense, it made sense.
Right. Even when it was off the wall wacky, it felt appropriate for that character.
It was, oh my God, I know we always say this, but it was kind of like The Boys.
No, it was. Yeah,
right? Yeah. Like, definitely. I know we say that for literally everything, but it was like The Boys.
Well, not like for everything.
We said that good, Invincible is like The Boys.
But that Invisible's good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say Umbrella Academy's like The Boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all right. I'm not going to say it's good.
Interesting.
I'm going to come up with all the things that we call The Boys. And
just... I'm telling you right now, we don't be sprinkling. Is that we sprinkle heavy on the thing.
Because it's
not like we sprinkle it lightly on everything. That's what it is.
That's facts.
Yes. This is very The Boys in good ways.
Great ways.
Yeah. And
Amanda Waller's very Amanda Waller.
This actually is my favorite Amanda Waller yet.
I agree.
How about this? Because you went, if you like, whatever. If you like watching a movie where it looked like everyone who made it had fun doing it, boom, watch Suicide Squad.
That's so true. That's why I like Ragnarok. Not that, I mean, besides that's really good.
Right.
But this had the same feeling. Yeah. This
had the same feeling. Also, is also in this movie.
Right.
Guys, this is the no spoilers.
That's not a spoiler?
That's not really.
Taika Waititi was on set.
Yeah, he was. He actually I think, helped write some stuff, too.
Oh.
Probably.
Honestly, there was, like, a million people in this movie. There's so many.
Absolutely.
Because it's Suicide Squad, so.
Yeah.
Should we rate it now?
Yes, we always do.
Let's do. Okay, how many?
This is important.
Mm-hmm.
This is really important for this movie.
Oy, oy, oy.
I'm going to judge you harshly on what you choose.
Rats? No. Low-hanging fruit.
You want to add something to the rat? Like maybe vest-wearing rats?
Vest-wearing rats.
I mean.
There's so many things.
So many things. God.
But go ahead. Whatever you want to go with. You're the leader.
Wow.
Right.
That
feel
was
like,
heavy judgment.
I said I would.
I feel like. Or javelins. That's all a fun one.
Okay. Javelins.
Javelins. Okay. All
right.
How many? What was that guy's name?
Javelin.
Not black javelin. Just javelin.
Just javelin.
Yeah. How many javelins?
Just Jake.
out of 10 do you give the new Suicide Squad? New
Suicide the Squad.
The Squad of the Suicide.
The Suicide Squad movie. I'm gonna go ahead and give it 8.5.
Ooh.
Javelins, like easily.
That's nice.
Yeah, eight and a broken one. But they're all soaring. They're not like discarded.
Right. Yeah.
On the side of they're in the
air. You have to carry it for a reason.
Yeah, you have to look out for them.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
These are active javelins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
8.5.
This is great because also the Olympics.
Which is over.
Yeah, but hey, it happened this year.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm going to see you right with that 8.5. I'm going to give you
8.5. Both 8.5?
Both 8.5.
Yeah.
I was looking for reasons, things to like poke holes in, and it didn't matter. It just did not matter. I was like, this is fun as shit.
All right. Well, that's it's two funny. Tires on the bike. Go ahead, pop one.
I was going to say an 8.
See?
Yeah, so we're in the same range.
We're in the same range.
Yeah.
I could work with that.
And you know, like, people out there know me, okay?
Jerky
I
in
am
retrograde.
Not.
I like that.
I am not a nice critic when it comes to DC films.
The last good thing she had to say was for Shazam.
Shazam. Mm-hmm.
Well, this Shazam was another movie that looked like people were having fun making it.
Yes,
Mark Strong
facts.
Included. So
yeah.
I probably gave Shazam an 8.
Right.
I don't think I gave the new Justice League an 8, but that's okay.
No, but we all rated it very high.
We did.
You did.
Way higher.
It was
than
our highest rated DCU film, I think, ever.
Facts.
By far.
Yeah. Oh no.
So,
sure.
Yeah. All right.
So,
The
Suicide Squad.
Check it out.
The new.
Yeah. That's not for kids. Oh my God.
Oh, definitely not. Do not.
This
don't
is,
bring
this is
your
a
kids.
Hard R.
Yes.
But if your kids listen to us,
then
it's fine.
There's, I don't know. Although we do have
Fair.
The kids that listen.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
That was shocking.
Like, I would watch this with Alexi and
which,
Chris Jr.
If Gabri is listening, shout out to Gabri.
Yeah.
Which freaks
this
me out.
This is how
it's
we
okay.
get pulled off YouTube.
What?
We don't put that word for kids.
We say explicit.
No,
we are very
we don't.
Clear.
We are not. We are not. But they
We're
be out there.
Very clear. All right. We're going to take a break.
All right.
What should you go do on your break?
Don't make them do anything you wouldn't do.
Oh my gosh. Don't ask what them to wouldn't do. I do?
Don't ask them. I got to stop making it seem like you actually make people do the things you ask them to do.
I hope they're doing the things I ask them to do. Go frolic in a field. It's hot. It's a summer day. Just frolic.
It's 8 o'clock. What the
fuck? It's 8 o'clock for us. It's like we're 5 o'clock. It's like 5 o'clock in LA.
We have some West Coast followers.
Do we?
Okay. Yes, we do. Okay. Frolic.
Now lives in you West can Coast. Frolic in a field at 8 o'clock.
I mean, you can.
You
can.
But you should do that. Get say, outside.
From the Bronx. If it's within the legal hours for you to be frolicking in a field that you yes. may not own yourself,
look for the sign that says go this park it. Closes at.
Right. Then you can listen to Aisha.
Thank you.
Safely.
Drink water too.
Yes. Drink. Stay hydrated. Bitches. Stay hydrated. Yes. Stay hydrated.
Do all that. Right. We'll be right back.
Get people arrested.
Legit. You know the cops be running through our park.
Swarming.
What?
You like gonna pay that bail?
They're fine. Who's
no? Left? It's a fine who's that they gotta pay. Shit.
Who's our live people right now? What's up?
France got it because we're on a break. Mine, give I can't us a get question. I think it's still Christian and Al.
Why wouldn't it come up?
I don't know. It just wasn't working.
Christian and Al, what? Well, you have a question.
Should I talk about the thing now that I was going to say, the Marvel thing, real quick, or, oh, yeah, or no, do, save it for yeah, later?
No, do it. What was it?
Okay.
Well, I don't really have a question for us later. If you want to save it that,
oh, there. Then I'll save it for that.
Okay, so then now we can talk but about I'm Brendan Fraser. Show you
yeah, we could. Okay, let's talk about Brendan Fraser.
Okay, so Brendan Fraser was crying. It's so sad.
Brendan Fraser was committed.
I'm going to put this here. What don't say anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
He knows.
I don't know what I'm looking at. But just I do want to cosplay.
Look at his face. Look at your husband's face.
I can see it and I feel it beneath the table.
If you...
I would like to cosplay.
Oh, that was that thud sound that I heard?
Oh, okay. My word.
All right.
I'm excited because I will wear that at Comic-Con.
You don't even know what the fuck it is.
I don't. I didn't know who Domino was and I was like, and I'm Domino now.
Look, don't read it, but look. I'm not, okay. Look, you see the hashtag?
Oh.
Okay, and look at the little thing there. Was that talk? Okay, all right. That's it. That's it.
That's all we need to know.
That's it. We'll talk about it later. Okay.
Okay.
Break over?
No, wait. We didn't talk about Brendan Fraser.
Oh, Brendan Fraser. Real quick, because 9 o'clock.
Yes, go. He was crying.
But give us.
He was also breathing.
He was crying because people love him because he's going to be in. What is he going to be in?
He's going to be in an untitled the next Scorsese film.
Oh, my God.
No, it might be titled already.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I don't know the title.
Whoa. I just realized Scorsese, the gravity of
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was cast in
a Scorsese?
Yes.
Damn, and
the range.
It's going to be like 5 hours of Brendan
Fraser.
And
there's motherfuckers in this. Like, this is a Scorsese film, so he's...
Is he going to be like an Italian mobster?
That is... You don't know... This could be
a
story in the African savannah. You don't know what Scorsese wants to do. Now, if there's a deli out there
in the
that Italians, you know, have migrated
to run,
right? Then that's what it is. But you don't do not pigeonhole
Brendan Fraser.
Killers
of the Flower Moon.
That is the Scorsese film. And apparently, and this is bad on me because I should have seen this already, but he was in the last Steven Soderbergh movie.
Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, apparently the one that had Don Cheadle and Benicio del Toro.
Oh, he was.
No
Sudden
Move,
I think. Yeah. Okay. I really wanted to see that.
Okay.
And I don't like
and that's great.
See all
I mean,
mobster films.
Since he's been in Doom Patrol, I mean, he was a long time away from Megan stuff.
Yeah.
He did Doom Patrol. Right. And even though it's heavily costumed, you don't really see him much in that series, but you do a little bit.
Yeah.
He wasn't a Soderbergh film.
Yeah.
But no offense to Soderbergh, this is like, you know, when you cast in a Scorsese film, like, you know, you're going
to. You might
get
an Oscar.
It's a different level
maybe.
Of. There's a prestige and there's an automatic cultural prestige.
No, even if you make a 4-hour fucking melatonin pill like he did once.
And she understands.
There you go. You don't even need headshots if you've been in a Scorsese film. You just show up.
You know what? That
you just
true.
Show up. That can I say true. That?
You just sorry, show sir. Them the resume of just the Scorsese the film. And they're like, you're hired.
Right.
Killers of the Flower
Only
movie.
Scorsese. I'm sorry.
Would you like a Fiji?
I played the flower
cancel
moon.
All the other auditions.
Right. We found our Obama. right? And it's Chet Hanks.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh God.
I'm no. dead.
I'm
dead. All right. Last nigga on earth. Sorry.
Chet Hanks. That's, you know what's crazy? God rest Paul Mooney, the true Blood Flower Moon Scorsese title name.
Yes.
God rest his soul. But that joke got funnier. Off the progeny. Like, it got funnier.
What, you made that music video? What was it? White Boy Summer?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah, it was.
It was White Boy Summer. Oof. You should watch that clip.
No.
Yeah, you should definitely watch that clip. No. You know what? I should have told people to go watch that clip on the break.
No.
Go frolic in the let's cop
frolic, fields. And then let's... as soon as you get your phone out.
All right.
Frolic.
We are battle scarred and worn now.
Oh my god!
The people
we
that
talked about Brendan Fraser, guys.
Yeah, but the people that are just listening to the audio, y'all don't know.
You got to go back to the YouTube.
I think the friendship was tested. Like,
wow.
Yeah. That rune shit, that ain't work.
Oh nope. My god.
Nope.
All right, so we are, instead of asking ourselves a question this time, we're gonna talk about some breaking news.
Yeah, it was just today.
Some breaking news. So Mike shared a picture with us.
I'm not going to show it on screen
There's no loopholes to that.
I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But apparently an image of Oscar Isaac in costume.
Yeah.
For his upcoming role as Moon Knight in the...
Boon Knight
in the series, eponymous, eponymous. What's the word there?
What?
The when something is the name of its the hippopotamus Moon Knight. This is a picture of him in costume that is being taken down all over Twitter. But
oh, it's taken down.
Yeah, but once it's out, it's
leaked.
Out. Yeah,
I thought they did it on purpose.
The bottom is his property of Capital. Okay. It says Marvel.
Some exec was like,
"Again, it has look. That's Kevin Feige's fingerprint."
Awesome. Shut up.
In the corner, he was holding the Polaroid.
It's a pretty for any like. It's a dope ass image. Honestly, this costume is
looks
fire.
Fucking tight. Yeah. Hell yeah!
Like, I don't even know what's happening in this scene.
Chris, describe this for the people. 10. Use your auditory MC skills. Help the people who cannot physically see this.
Turn my headphones up.
So first of all, my mic. Nah, he's like, so he's wearing. He's it's everything is
and so
right
he's
where
actually
it's
wearing
to be.
A blue gray. No. That's what he was about to do. And as I push my glasses back, he's got a. No.
Oh, came from my neck.
I asked right. France, not yes. Anthony Mackie in 8 Mile. To do this, and this is what I'm getting.
Oh my god, listen,
just go ahead, friend. Just tell people what we're saying.
First of all, texted like they've added to this, they added to the costume a whole bunch. It's super textured, it's not just like a plain white joint, it's like all the different kinds of textures. He looks like a fucking mummy.
Everything's glowing.
He looks like where he got his powers from, which is Khonshu.
And like shit is glowing in his chest and his eyes.
Yeah.
But whatever this image is, it's late in the production process. There's already like there's CG in the background. There's CG in the costume.
Mm-hmm.
Then like the crescent moon in the chest is glowing. The eyes is glowing.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like King Tut's Revenge.
So if you're familiar with Ant-Man 2 and the Ghost. Character of Ghost.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
This is Ghost-esque.
Yeah.
But there's, like Franz mentioned, way more detail.
Way more details
on the costume, which is exciting because there's probably going to be a story behind that for
as
us.
As much as Ghost was science-based
right.
and all of the detail was science-based, this is giving,
magic?
Is giving very supernatural.
Yes.
Very magic-y.
Very, I love it.
He looks like... He'll fuck you to fuck.
Wait, so does
and
this
pray
mean
for you.
Yeah, pray for you? Yes, Absolutely. One of his personalities will work for you afterward.
I feel like that's a Mortal Kombat and like they've ripped your spine out and then he's like prayer hands.
Go to heaven, like fighting Street. Prayer right? hands. The first Street Fighter. Yeah. But
can,
this,
so can people see this image somewhere if they
look? If you go on your Twitter and you search hashtag Moon Knight, it's,
you could come
it's
up.
There.
And if it's there, it's on Reddit, so.
No. Yeah, once it's on the internet, it's out there. Like, titties out, they're out there forever. You know what
like
I mean?
Like Chris that's Evans' how penis.
Right, Chris Evans' penis will there. Always be out there.
It's always out there.
Edified.
Like, just saying. I'm saying. If you ever need a pick me up and Chris Evans' penis is what would do
it's
it for
there.
You, it's there.
It's all out there.
You can find yeah. it.
Right.
Anyway. All right. Well,
we still don't know who he sent that to.
No, he posted by accident. It was just in his phone. No, listen. I know the story. I know the story. Listen, he was doing one of those ones where it's a grid where there's a bunch of images from your phone.
No, I know how.
And it went out.
I know that. But
he was posting on Instagram.
I know that on live. I know that.
Oh, you mean the original.
But I'm saying he took that.
You're right.
It was for someone.
You're right.
And we don't know who he sent it to.
A black lady somewhere has that on her phone.
Word. That's Chris Jamal Evans shit right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
It really is. Him and Vision were hanging out. He's like, I dare you to send a dick pic. And he was
and
like, Vision, I got you.
Hand on waist. Mm-hmm. On his own waist.
He's like, do
waist.
It.
Right. You got to be clear.
Facts.
Fanfic is crazy.
All right. So how do we segue from this?
From
to anything else?
Internet penises?
Yeah. No. Captain America's penis.
What if
America's
what? What if?
What if yeah. we moved on?
Okay. Man. She had like
it was a lot. It was a pregnant pause. It was a lot of like.
Yeah. And now we're gonna go into our spoiler.
Okay. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh damn! I didn't think about this.
Yep.
You did it last.
I did.
And then now it's your turn.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, now I gotta
less
think
about
this. Space. Okay. Spoiler.
With the headphones, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Right? I don't know if they heard that on stream or not.
You better go back to the recording.
You're welcome.
You know where you heard that?
Better go back to the
OnlyFans.
Only? I don't have OnlyFans.
All right.
That's not. Oh. All right.
No, I don't have an OnlyFans.
The more you,
Mike's puzzled expression,
the stronger the height's gonna
have
get.
Have one
by the time this gets around in the world, people are gonna be asking for one that doesn't exist.
They're gonna find imagine it. Like, this is her.
We will get to the point as a society where LinkedIn will be replaced
by OnlyFans.
By OnlyFans?
Right.
But is it on your OnlyFans?
So, like, does your headshot have to have cleavage or like?
I'm just saying.
No. It'll just be just the industry standard.
That's what would be.
Like, resume will
that's
be.
That's where
there.
You find jobs.
Yeah, no
got
Facebook. You just skip straight
to OnlyFans.
Straight to OnlyFans.
I believe it. All right, let's skip straight to what if.
Yeah.
So, if you did not see What If episode one, season one, episode one, mute us. Keep looking at our beautiful faces.
Aww.
Or like come back later. Or if you're listening, fast forward to the next timestamp, which would be Suicide Squad.
The
new Suicide Squad. So if you haven't seen What If you haven't seen Suicide Squad and you don't want it spoiled, please come back at the end when we're going to talk about trailers.
Yeah.
But if you don't even care, keep listening. Or if you've seen it, keep listening.
That too.
So What If... The episode featured Peggy Carter, and we can say now as
Captain Carter.
Yes.
Which, not Captain Britain, because, he's Captain
there's
America.
Already, but there's also a character already named Captain Britain.
So she couldn't do that.
And interestingly enough, I won't deep dive.
Is this going to be
dive
a what if?
Deeper. I won't double D.
I got you for the reeling.
But
double D only
but,
fans.
Like, they're, like Captain Britain in the comics is associated with...
Captain Carter?
The multiverse. No. Oh. But just like
multiverse
being present in the multiverse and protecting it.
So that's why they definitely couldn't use that name.
They got room.
Well, if he comes in, then that would be real confusing.
We could get into some stuff once we break down the episode. There might have been some hints of this already.
So basically what happens is Peggy ends up jumping in the machine instead of Steve Rogers because what happened? What was it? Like he got shot?
I believe blam, blam, pow, pow.
He got injured, and then it wouldn't have been safe for him. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't safe already.
And they were like, we only get one shot,
Spaghetti. And then,
right. She had to jump in the machine. They turned it on. She came out with like brolic ass shoulders.
Yeah, she was taller.
Like, I didn't see anything. Like, maybe she doesn't do leg day that much, but her shoulders were jacked.
Well, let's be real. Peggy Carter as an agent was already fit.
She already had the
yes,
biggest.
Yes, it's true.
And by
she was way taller.
She was definitely, besides the it felt so forced, the, you know, anti-feminist energy in the episode. She was she was definitely a candidate for this. It's just weird because she's from Britain. She's not American.
Right.
But,
right.
But as a soldier,
that's why the American guy was so mad.
As a capable soldier, she was definitely a candidate for sure.
Yeah. So what it, like, you brought up the whole thing about the anti-feminist stuff. What do you feel about that? Like, brought it in a lot. It was like, oh, you shouldn't even be in the room. Why are you talking? Da, 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 da. How did you feel about it? I mean, I could go first, but
I think it actually makes sense for you to go first.
Aw, that's so sweet. Like, being feminist.
Oh, yeah.
I was going alphabetical. But
alphabetical feminist. So I it was kind of annoying, I'll be honest. I think that, like, once you did it once, I was good. You know, and I got that one character was the guy who's always going to be like,
you shouldn't be in this room. And you did it in the movie too.
Yeah. It was just a little like, okay, I get it. She has a serum now. Like, whatever. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Before she fucking kills you.
Let's just get some shit done. Yeah. Like, she could literally punch you in the face and you're dead right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was a little heavy handed. I feel like they do that a lot though with Marvel. You know what I mean? They tend to do that a lot with, you know, Captain Marvel for one, which was like, I get it. Look at her. She's standing up on her own. Yeah. But
I hope I didn't need it like with that. The animated division, they don't go too heavy handed with stuff like this, like social issues.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, it just
it's just better when they
cringy.
Do it subtly.
It was a little cringy.
There were moments of cringe. There were definitely moments of cringe. There's a way. There's so many successful examples of how to deliver messaging
out.
And that's not that saying the message is bad, but it detracts from the story. It takes everything out of context.
Right.
And everything starts to hinge on that.
Oh, this guy's going
to
say that
to
thing.
The fact that she's the first successful super soldier.
Right.
Which
diminishes their characters because, like, it boils them down to like one issue or aspect,
one dimension. Exactly.
Challenge, one dimension.
Right, we're fighting fucking like Nazis right now. Right. Can we focus?
Right, like, yes, exactly. Right, we're fighting possibly Shuma Garath, the interdimensional fucking.
No, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, the tentacle hentai monster that was coming out of the fucking
tentacle
portal.
Hentai monster.
Well, how would you describe it?
No, that was perfect.
Okay. It was feeling everybody
HP
up.
Lovecraft
it
hentai was. Monster.
No, this is not Lovecraft. Country.
Oof. Country.
Oh, God, you made me use my
oof.
I did?
Yeah, you got one. That's it.
That was it.
Shout out to Cortez. He keeps count.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love you for that. That's phenomenal.
Listen, I kept my promise.
I remember when it started. It was too much.
You gotta keep one.
So.
The only.
Okay, so.
One dimensional.
Wait, we talked about.
Coming from my neck this episode. Gee, come on. I thought we was good. I thought we was peoples.
Blood splatter.
Okay, so how do we feel with, because we were saying like, oh, okay, the too much of the feminist thing, but
it was very heavy-handed, that's what it was.
Well, what I think was the great subtle part about it is like when she frees, you know, she goes back to get Bucky and all the casino.
The Howling Commandos.
Right, she goes to get them and they're in like awe of her.
Right.
Which I thought was like all you needed. For them to be like lifting her up, following her, like, that was all I needed. You can have that guy say that one thing like, God damn, we wasted the serum on one lady. Done. Don't ever bring it up again.
Yeah, but once she does that, it's like, yeah.
Exactly. Boom. Like, I could have been good with that.
Which was similar to Steve, because there were some people feeling like we wasted it on the skinny kid.
Right.
He's not capable. And it's not until he does go and defy the orders and freeze those guys and becomes more than just the pitchman.
The USO.
For the bonds and stuff. Mm-hmm. That they're like, oh, you're more than a symbol. You're a real soldier. You saved lives. Something. You did the thing. Right. It was similar to that. You know?
That's true.
Which is cool.
Well, how did we feel about her as a captain in America, Captain Britain, whatever?
I mean, they always build the character as the most capable person in the room, ironically.
Yeah.
I was like, so, first of all, I'm like, that would have, I like this story better than the real reality that we get. In real life. I like,
are you
I
saying you didn't
like
Steve Rogers?
No, I just say this is more compelling.
Okay.
Because what they do with Steve in this universe is actually very compelling and forces him to stay in time. What so we, it's like,
yeah,
it's
interesting. Yeah. I can see what you're saying, because what we get with Steve in the movies is very similar to what we get in the comics. So like, it was nice to see that finally, you know, brought and filled out and believably portrayed in the films. But I get it. Like, we've seen it.
Yeah.
So this is a lot different. But speaking of that, like, when I was saying in the non-spoiler, which I hope I was hoping they went a few steps further, was on the in the train scene when Peggy saves Bucky.
Oh, right.
And he makes that corny ass joke about, oh, you almost ripped my arm out. When we see Steve be the one that they don't know what the fuck happened to him, right. I was like, yo, is he going to be Winter Soldier? Are they going to Winter Soldier Steve? I was hoping they went that far. Right. And
no, they didn't have time for that.
They, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
If this is just a one shot and we won't be seeing Peggy Carter again.
I know. I think that would be a mistake.
But I do think we will. I think that.
Is it Captain Carter again?
Yeah. I do think that eventually these what ifs.
That was going to be my next question. Yeah. Are we going to see her?
I think that somehow there's going to be something that threads all these protagonists from these mini stories together, maybe to help deal with this multiversal situation. Or maybe there's a common enemy in Shuma-Gorath, because Shuma-Gorath, the tentacle eyeball monster, if you ever played like Marvel's Capcom 1 or 2.
That's my favorite dude.
Right. He's in the video games, and so many people just know that character from the game.
It's crazy.
I love that guy.
Such an obscure.
Right.
He's so easy to button mash with.
So that fucking eyeball character is an interdimensional threat. He's in some story, like, he's like even more powerful than Dormammu.
Yeah, he is
Dormammu.
He's OP.
I like to Targ.
Like, he's older than our universe.
Right.
Okay.
And like,
well, that's why I always thought about Hellboy when the little thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities to the Hellboy plot in this episode for sure.
Well, okay, so she in, you know, because I was like, oh, is she gonna get stuck in the ice? Is she gonna come back and be in our time? Da, 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 da. So what happened was they got the Tesseract, and then she ended up having to, what was it, like explode herself or something?
No, she walked and she pushed the tentacles back into through the Tesseract portal.
Right.
Came back.
And then ends up kind of where Loki came through in Avengers.
Right.
Into that area.
With the Sam that we now know, Jackson.
Yes.
Nick Fury. And Hawkeye, I think, right?
So now she's in the future. And are we going to see this in the real people films, do you think?
Well, I mean, the portal she comes out and the Nick Fury she sees is not necessarily our MCU Nick Fury.
Right. It could be a different universe.
It more than likely is a different universe.
Okay.
But are we going to see Peggy Carter? Possibly. In the Loki series, a lot of people felt like in that first episode, in the background when they're bringing Loki to the TSA, that you can see Time Cop police people bring in a character that looks a hell of a fuck like Peggy Carter.
Oh, I'm about to go back and see that.
And if you're talking about variants and timelines and shit like that,
they're all
she might qualify because of what Steve did. Because
he went back.
Yeah, Steve goes back and...
Right.
And there's a deleted scene with Rocket.
How did they
didn't
pull her...
There's footage that gets shown that they had Rocket. Being
Rocket Raccoon.
Rocket Raccoon from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
In TVA.
In TVA.
I didn't see
He's wearing the variant shirt and all that stuff. And I was like,
all right,
Okay, Bradley Cooper.
I know. All right, well, I'd be excited to see, because I feel like it was all really a lot of setup and we didn't really get to see her do everything that she could.
That was always the thing about what if comics.
Oh, okay.
Because like, it was you typically, unless it was a crazy story that people were like really invested in, it was always a one shot.
Yeah. Like it was a story that was so crazy that
you just can't keep it going.
There's a lot of them. A lot of them are exciting, but Marvel, you know, they don't tend, like, DC has Earths for everything. Marvel doesn't really do that. So that's what the What If series was for.
All right. Well, we'll see what the next episodes entail. Maybe we'll come back for a finale-ish.
The list for the which episodes coming has been released.
It seems like it's a good beginning.
If you come to our Twitter, you'll see the list.
Yeah. All right, let's go into our Suicide Squad. I'm sorry. I keep messing that up. The Legacy Suicide Squad Space Jam 2.
You can't do that.
Pardon me.
You see, pardon sometimes me. Friends duct tape bike helmets to their foot before they kick you in the balls. And Aisha takes the time to do that.
You got to take the time. You know, somebody's got to do it.
Brought to you by this duct tape.
Not the helmet. I don't even get the helmet as the sponsor.
We don't got helmet sponsor money.
Just the fucking duct tape.
Who the hell wears helmets anymore? Everybody's got fucking motorbikes.
Let's just talk about Rick Flag. Let's just.
Oh my God, Rick Flag. Okay, so this new The Suicide Squad.
Thank you.
I feel was a good upgrade to the last one. It had a clear storyline, right? It was like we have these teams of, you know, obviously these superheroes.
Task Force X teams.
So I want to go from the first scene because I feel like it was a really great moment where
with Michael Rooker. That was the first scene.
And he's sitting, he's bouncing the ball.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, first
Savant,
part.
Savant, right?
The first part.
The first, right? Okay, I get what it.
Like, first act. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because okay. We put together this team of people that was like, oh, snap. Yeah, we got that weasel face dude. Well, yes. Weasel. He is a weasel.
Sean Gunn.
Yeah. We get our dude, what's his name from SNL?
Oh, Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson, who I always call Pete Wentz.
Blackguard.
Pete Davidson. Yeah, we get all these people. I'm like, oh, these are cool characters. I've never heard of it. You know, Suicide Squad is like a million characters. So you're like, oh, whoever these people are.
Because they are expendable.
And then they immediately die.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so I felt like that was the perfect way to start the film because we were so mad in the first one where they just killed
nobody
like.
Nobody died.
They killed the Native American dude.
They killed mad people that you're like, oh, who is it? They seem cool. Bam, like dead in 2 seconds. You're like, you just showed me their information.
Right.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. So this was, I think. You knew where it was going. It was like, we know it's fucked up. We're going to kill all
that. That opening prepared me happily.
Yeah.
For sure. Like any other character to fucking die in the film. I was like, I don't care how much I like them.
They successfully, they could die. In those few opening, 10, 15 minutes did what Game of Thrones did over the course of seasons.
Wow.
I'm serious. Because I really felt threatened that at any moment she's going to pop open a suitcase and look for the photo and just
She was so ready to kill him and he was like, oh, I'm scared. She's like, oh, you dead scared. Bam, your head is exploded.
Yeah, she was ready to fucking explode.
She didn't give a fuck, which is why I said
but her support staff
was me.
Was at the ready.
Remember, that was me, the girl with the glasses. I was like, oh, that's me.
Oh, Molly Wops.
And then she whacked her head and I was like, that's me.
And then she just cussed everybody into doing their fucking jobs. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you tell them.
Yeah, but this movie, great cast. I mean,
of course.
But even the motherfuckers that died in the first 10 minutes,
yeah,
you could tell they were having fun with us.
They were definitely having Fillings, fun.
Oh yeah, TKD.
Oh yeah, my, you know. Yeah. I don't know who played Javelin, but he had an interesting Scandinavian type of accent going for no reason.
Who was the fucking dude who could detach his arms?
That's Nathan Fillion.
That was him?
The detachable kid.
Yeah. They popped out. Why did he die just because his arms got shot up?
So he ain't real, by the way. That character is just made up for this movie.
And, phenomenal.
Right.
That's
and
amazing.
His power is to, I don't know if it's telekinesis. I don't know what the fuck. His
biokinesis.
His arms detached.
But they detached like a Ken doll. He had little nubby nubs instead of bones.
Yes, they had
bones.
The little popping.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that
things.
Didn't make sense.
Yeah, they had those things.
And
going
then,
on.
Like, you were like, oh, what is he going to do? He's like slapping.
Yeah, they're not even strong. They're not even strong.
He's a distraction.
It was
amazing.
Couldn't, like, even choke. I was going to say choke a baby.
Choke up.
That's
to
Thanos.
You, where are we going? Suicide Squad is different, Mike.
I just meant that they're weak.
Okay.
Like he wasn't like
he couldn't
murking soldiers with one shot punches and
I was about to say
you
couldn't choke a cat, but that would be even like terrible, right? You don't fuck with cats. I remember
it all
it
depends who we want marching and making signs against us.
Yeah, neither of those.
Mm. I don't want either of those.
Well, anyways, the point was Amanda Waller was ready to sacrifice an entire
they
team.
They were all a distraction.
So that the other team could get in.
The real team.
The real team.
That was a good spin.
Yeah. But wait, does that also mean she was ready to sacrifice Harley Quinn and
yeah, probably.
Well, not even sacrifice. She wants Harley dead. There's a lot of other stuff in continuation here. Like they're like they're playing with a lot of the old threads from the previous Suicide Squad movie.
Wow.
Yeah, like this is a soft reboot.
Yeah.
Because it's not asking
it's a
caress
of a reboot.
Yeah, it's not asking you to forget everything you saw.
I did.
But it's not holding you to it either.
I was like, boop, that one doesn't exist.
They don't want you to feel like you wasted your time if you did
but you
survive
did waste
the first
your time.
Suicide Squad movie.
Yes.
But at the same time, they're like,
okay.
So.
Okay. In terms of the moving on, I was sad to see Rick Flag go.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like that actor a lot. He was in Altered Carbon. He was
Joel Kinnaman.
I like Joel Kinnaman, but
I like his
you
RoboCop,
guys seem
actually.
To not care that they had he to kill was someone. Stabbed in the heart flag, by John Cena.
They killed Polka Dot Man. I cared more about Polka Dot Man dying.
That's true.
Because we've seen Rick Flag before.
You're right.
But you also know whenever, what's his name? Richard Malkian. Whenever he's in something.
It's temporary.
Yeah. He's going to die.
It's true. That's true. So are we going to see this team again? Because by the end of the film, we see that they're like, hey, you're going to give us our deal or we're going to put out this information of the starfish, which we can talk about in a minute. You hope not?
No. I disagree. If they do it right, we do see them again.
We can do another and Suicide Squad.
They're the distraction.
Yeah, that's what
if they do this movie like really right, we only see this team in promos, in posters,
everything.
And then
they die
in the first 10 minutes and then
I'm done.
If they really want to do Suicide Squad right, I really like
the Rat Girl.
It's the Suicide Squad.
I don't want the Rat Girl to die.
The whole purpose of the comic was to grab all the C and D listers
that aren't
right.
And you could kill them in a fun way.
I get it.
And the throwing Harley in it was kind of like a
throw your bone.
Yeah. In the comic,
they kill her.
When she was gonna get married to the dude, the bad guy,
that was hilarious.
I'm all about this, right? They had the boys' sex scene. Hello.
I wouldn't put it at that level.
It's not that level.
They broke a lot of shit.
But they broke
a
lot of things while they had sex.
They were not fucking in
midair. It wasn't creepy.
They could have been.
I mean, there was very little
lactation. And then, like, at the end, it was just demolished, and that guy was like, this is fine. I'll tell you about my whole plan now. Right. And then I knew she was going to kill him. Like,
yeah, but I didn't think she was going to shoot him.
Shot him in the face.
No, she shot him in the chest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he bled out slow.
I imagined he got shot in the head.
Yeah, it wasn't in the head.
I thought she was going to kick him out the window. That's what it was.
Right. I think we all thought that.
But I thought, I honestly thought that she shot him because it was like, this is the mission. She was like, literally like, oh, that red flag. Really, I can't marry you. Shoot you in the stomach.
It wasn't really the mission. It helped make the mission easier, I guess, but it wasn't really the mission.
Dead.
It was funny, you know, like the movie was funny. It has really over the top, gross you out, violence and
King Shark rips a guy in half.
Yeah,
sideways.
There's shit in here that came from the twisted fucking mind of James Gunn. You can tell
the starfish.
They did not tell him no.
They didn't. The starfish that shoots other starfish out of its armpit.
Starro.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insane.
I think we walk out the theater talking about how it was the most acceptable gore. That it was like, it was
since
gore.
Al. No?
It's a very convenient truth.
Ronnie Gore.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All right. And that's when you throw in the cat Ramos laugh.
Yes, you got it.
Got it. Understood.
A level 3 laugh.
Level 3 sounds good to me.
If I said it, then level 5, please. Thank you.
I agree. Because I feel like the gore itself also was kind of cartoony. You know what I mean?
Comic booky over the top. Definitely.
You're like, this is ridiculous, very gross, but I'm not like, oh my God, I can't. Like, you know, Walking Dead, you're like, nope, I'm not looking at that.
It did a good job. This is the last thing I need to say about this movie. Yeah. It did a good job of like going to a place with the violence that you're like, oh God. Right?
Yeah.
But it found a level right above that was still not in, oh my God. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that takes skill.
That's facts.
And that comes with like a creative guy like James Gunn.
It's true. In terms of the Gunn Watch, we are at the middle point.
We're at the
penultimate.
Okay. Like, yeah.
We're on because the next thing that will end it off will be the next Guardians film.
Right. That is where I think we can safely
say
delete the hashtag and
your watch has ended.
Yes. Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. We already rated it.
We did.
We liked it.
We did.
Liked it. It's hella fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. I will watch it again. I was going to watch it again with my brother, and then we watched Black Widow instead.
This is a fun drinking game movie. I got to think of the right one, but this would definitely be
We'll figure it out.
Yes.
We should put that in the comments. Like, okay, if you didn't see it,
yep.
This drinking game.
Every time this happens.
Every time you see a rat.
No.
Every every rat you see.
Every rat or mother. Nah. Well, anyway, we didn't even talk about John Cena not even once. He was great.
I said he killed Rick Flagg.
Yeah, but he was great in this movie. I liked him.
He was great. He
was
going
to have a spinoff thing.
Do you think his penis was real in his pants?
So how do I say this? How do I frame this properly? I'm not as familiar with John Cena's penis as I may be with that of Chris Evans.
Facts. True. Okay.
There you go.
We'll see.
Well said.
Yeah, I think he was a perfect version of what, you know, the Captain, I know we're going Marvel,
Captain
but.
Dickhead?
Yeah, well, the one who took over for Captain America in the
Winter Soldier. Okay.
John Walker.
His
character was very much it's for America, and I don't care how many women and children I have to kill for America.
No, he was great. The back and forth between him and Idris's character, Bloodsport, was great.
Mad he lived. But I know he's a serious.
But that's the mark of a good character done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. He was great. I will watch him do that again with his toilet bowl helmet thing.
All right.
Let's get into some trailers.
Wow. We already got through our reviews.
I know. I'm so proud of us.
My God. What are we doing?
We're so good at this.
Okay.
You know what? I think it's Brian.
Okay.
Shout out to Brian.
Keeping us on track.
All right.
And Lauren. Facts. Because I feel like every time she comments, I'm like, yo, you right. Let's move on.
Yo, you right.
It's true. Ow!
All right.
We'll take it.
Okay.
So this is a big, big trailer for Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Like,
don't tell them my business.
He's going to cry.
What the fuck? Fuck you. I'm going to cry. I am composed.
He's ready. He's just ready. So Why the Last Man finally had a trailer. Oh, it's okay.
No, that was a boxing inhale.
Was that a, whatchamacallit? What's his name?
Oh, Ken Marino.
No, 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 no. In the bathroom, in the fight.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
The reloading of the arms.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah. He was doing a Henry Cavill. I'm going to get ready for
this. We're seated in a 3-point stance, but they somehow find a way to sit against me.
Oh, so poetic.
I mean, that was just bars.
Right? See, I got a yeah word from Brian.
It's true.
When the engineer's like, that was
run that back.
I'm just. Whatever. However y'all want to direct your energy, that's cool. I just wanted to articulate it for our listeners and viewers.
Okay, so Why the Last Man had a trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
It did. I'm going to be honest, I don't know anything about Why the Last Man.
Perfect.
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
As a friend, husband, that is a fault of yours.
Yes.
Because of this one story, should have not forced.
Wow.
I said not forced. But if this one story you should have like made your wife read or listen to or be knowledgeable of, it is Why the Last Man.
Yeah, I
had to choose between that and V for Vendetta
or Saga.
What? And I went for V for Vendetta
or Saga.
What?
But those are both Brian K. Vaughan.
I know
I can
what I
do
said.
My own
shout
v
out to
for
Brian's.
Vendetta.
All Brian's. There you go.
Hey, that's nice. We got Brian's and Tom's now. This is nice.
Ending stream.
So the trailer for Why the Last Man.
Okay, so I don't know anything about Why the Last Man, and I was honestly surprised.
You were intrigued by the trailer?
I was intrigued. I didn't know what it was about. I was thinking like the Will Smith.
You didn't know what Why the Last Man was about?
I was like, he's the last man on earth.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly it.
But watching that decline.
Right, and the
that
clarification.
Was fast and furious.
And the clarification, because he is the last man on earth.
Man.
But he's the last man on
man.
Earth.
Man, there's women everywhere.
Bang, there you go.
That was the thing I didn't know. I really thought it was going to be like, you know, Will Smith, all
this
I have is my dog.
This is a non-pornographic scenario in which there is a last man
there
on earth.
There was one man.
But there are still women.
Yeah.
There are still all the women.
So it's
all
global. Always. Reverse.
Plinko.
Did you just
oh my
did you just
God.
Use Did you do that?
It's Global Reverse Plinko.
I need a t-shirt. Brian doesn't know what reverse Plinko is.
No one knows what reverse Plinko is.
No. People that listen know what reverse Plinko is.
No. They don't know unless they were watching the stream, because we only did it in a break. We didn't put it in the audio episode.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, it was in a break.
Oh my God.
I know.
So I gotta release reverse, the clip.
Yeah, we gotta release that.
We should
show that. I'll just give a tutorial. It's
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. Reverse Plinko is like exactly what you think it is. That's a live stream you don't want to miss.
Fellas, ladies, you do not want to miss my reverse Plinko.
It begins in Kana and ends in Ingus.
You're going to be a terrible dad.
There is no point in subtlety with you at all. So Why the Last Man
it's reverse Plinko is
a story that years ago... Motherfuckers wanted to make a movie starring Shia LaBeouf.
It was going to be Shia LaBeouf.
They were going to start with the not don't let your dreams be wishes. Don't let your wishes be dreams. Don't let you do it. Flex.
He was going to be the last man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
That would have been the film. I boycott it. Like, yeah.
That
actively.
Sounds hilarious.
No.
No, but I mean, if it was Shia LaBeouf,
nah,
I gotta propagate with
you. He looks like the character. I give him that much.
No, okay. He doesn't. Yes, York is taller than 5 foot holes. Okay? Fuck out of here.
What?
York Brown? Is taller
you
than
can't
Shia.
Talk to the expert on this.
Agree. No, first of all, yes, this is Why the Last Man is one of Michael's favorite
this
stories.
He called
one.
Me Michael.
Yes.
Did
that
you
is
hear
true.
That?
Yes. That was intense.
That's like, listen, he for someone for him to give me a show me a
the
story
government.
And he'd be like completely like
Santana
blown away by
yo, what the fuck? Aisha?
They cover for you.
Anyway, they were gonna do that. Then years and night, blah, 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 COVID, whatever. Now we're getting a series. I don't recognize all the people they cast in the series, but that's okay.
I actually enjoy that. I'm
yeah, I was
going to
say, that's
that.
Okay. My main concern, I'm telling everybody this right now.
Uh-oh.
Any character I care about. Names is a number. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay? Right. I remember you saying this.
If you get that character right, this would be one of the best TV series of all time.
What if it's Jonathan Majors?
No, it can't be.
Obviously.
I don't know anything about this.
If they cast Jonathan Majors as a character, I'd be with it.
Okay.
I wouldn't need explanation. I mean, it would test the limits of my understanding of gender fluidity, but...
Ooh, he could do it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
He could do it.
Yeah, I've seen his 10 essential GQ things that he said he needed. No judgment. Anyway, so... I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it doesn't matter. This series I'm very, you know, excited about. I might be doing a day after reaction for every episode.
Ow, check it out.
For this series on our channel.
Yes.
It's going to air, the first episode is September 13th, which is a Monday. So Tuesdays
Random
I might
day.
Be doing some type of live reaction thing on it because, good or bad, I do love the source material for this.
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Yeah. It's a great fucking story.
Yeah, and I'll go into it more if we have more time, but for yeah. now, trailer.
Trailer
cool,
was
hot.
Very fun.
Aisha's excited.
So. I am excited. You really saw like literally every dude dying quickly. And then all these badass fucking ladies being like, what the fuck? And then they just look dope as hell.
Yeah.
And then there's like one dude left. You're like, who is this puny guy?
The power plant has been shut down. Which one?
Yeah.
All of them. All. Agent Carter was like, all of them.
All of them.
They've all been
and
shut down.
And there's black people. It's always important.
Yeah. It's diverse. It's going to be diverse.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, well, yeah. All
what?
Right.
No guys.
This next trailer, I actually didn't watch, so you guys are going to have to describe it to me. The Witcher anime.
Oh, I'm actually, believe it or not, I actually didn't get a chance to see any of the
so I have to do it?
It's on you, Mike.
So I didn't get to see any of the trailers.
In a world. Okay. So it's Netflix animated division stuff. So it's good. Like quality
wise. It's a Netflix
wise,
original.
Yeah. So quality is good. And like in the trailer, you see some youngins, like the young children.
Young witchers.
Well, it's just like youngins.
Young kids. Got it.
And then they're talking about how if they could be witchers, they could have a decent life.
But isn't a witcher like really rare? Or am I
fine, but they're just talking about how, I hope I get scooped up by Fagin to teach me how to pickpocket all good. Like,
do you get the white hair? Is that part of it?
They don't all get white hair.
Oh,
the code name.
But Arful they do get Gaja. The eyes thing. The eye thing is important. Oh. I think they all get that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, two kids talking, and then like times get boom, and they both have fucking chains around the neck. They're grown. They got facial hair.
Oh.
And so this series is gonna tackle like little baby witches and how they get into the. I don't know, is it a guild? Yeah, it's weird. We both did that at the same time.
How they get into the union.
Yeah, how they get into the Witcher union.
There's just so many projects you have to do that are union projects.
Right, how they get their Rockefeller chain. Like they,
I got it.
They,
guess who's the
yeah, and they hold up the wolf or whatever. Yeah, so this is a story about that.
Aww.
So, you know, like with Henry Cavill in the live action Witcher series, he's already established. You know,
yeah, for years. And people know who he is.
Right. He's has a reputation and exactly. Shit. These kids, I mean, they kind of, we see when they get scooped and how they...
They're trying to become influencers.
Yeah, so it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a series, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a movie, I think.
I don't think it's a series.
Okay, and so I'm excited about it. And the animation looked very good.
Oh, good.
And see, the thing is about the witches and the magic people...
Yes.
...is that they there make magic is a possibility babies. We could see characters from, like, the magic...
From the show.
Magic side of the magic side of it. Yeah, it's possible that some of those characters, because they live for a long time.
Right.
So maybe, okay. I'm not saying we I need want, to see.
Yes. No,
I'm not saying I need Yennefer.
Yennefer.
But Yennefer knows she bae. Yennefer knows.
I love Yennefer.
Like,
Yennefer I don't know. Now. Matter of fact, I'm a tagger.
I'll tag her too. Yennefer. No, what did you say? Yennefer. Do I mispronounce Tom? Do I do that to you?
Tom. Mott.
Timothy.
Anyway, that's a trailer. Let's move on.
Yay. Okay, so we were going to talk about Nicolas Cage. Was that the one we were going with? It was a toss-up.
That's on you. That's your choice of life.
I also didn't see this trailer because I saw the other trailer. I thought that was the trailer.
Okay, let's talk about the one we all saw
that.
Then.
Well, you take that one. Though.
Don't Breathe 2.
The one we all saw.
We all saw.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's the one we all saw.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the sequel to the very popular Don't Breathe film, if anyone saw that one, where there is a man who lives in a house who's blind but has a very special set of skills called murder.
It's Old Man Daredevil.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But he's not, like, saving people per se.
No. He's skipping the judicial system.
Right. Yeah, this version... Extra. He has what seems to be a prodigy.
Related. It's like a kid. I don't know if it's.
I thought a prodigy is also like your mentee.
That's what
protege
I
is protege. The word we're looking for.
There we go.
Hey. All right. Hey, shout out to thesaurus.com.
That's exactly what we were saying.
All right.
So a protege, which you can't tell if it is his daughter, is it someone he kidnapped?
That ain't that man's daughter.
I have a very dark idea about who that is based on the first movie.
She?
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
You think it's the daughter of the girl that tried to Didn't she get freed?
Spoiler if you haven't seen the first.
We just know he has a special set of skills and a very specific method. We're delivering those skills.
But I feel like in the trailer, mom of the daughter. There's a scene where, like, there's a woman talking with the...
It could be.
You think it's the same one? Okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
That would be a honest sequel for sure.
Sure, yeah.
So, well, it looks like he's trained this girl to, you know, move about the cabin as he does.
Life even, because they train him outside.
I don't think she ever leave. Oh, yeah, they just go outside. Yeah, they do go outside. So it looks like people are coming in and they're like, remember, this dude is stronger than we think. So it seems like they're coming in there for a reason. I feel like they're coming in to take the girl. That's what I feel like. I think they're coming in to rescue her.
Maybe he missed the bill. And
you didn't pay the electric.
Yeah, Con Ed's coming through.
You can't
like,
read the meters.
Yeah, you gotta let us in, man.
I don't care. You keep them shits off all the time. Got it.
We gotta read it.
I gotta read them.
So yeah, I don't know, but it does look like, you know, his set of skills has heightened. He's using bat logic.
Bad
sonar.
Yo, speaking
of bad, feeling the waves coming in, and it looks fun. And then the little girl is Hannah, or this girl Wolverine.
It looks cool.
Laura.
It looks cool, and it also looked like the, I think, yeah, Mike was like, it looked like the coolest parts have we've already seen them
in the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah, it does look
like some very interesting stuff.
Or they're gonna take it plus ultra.
What made the first movie so epic or as a cult classic was a twist. It has a very dark, disturbing twist.
Yeah.
And then the little, like, you know, flying quotes in the trailer was like, this one has a even bigger dark twist. And I'm very, it triggers my anxiety.
Wary. When the movie got to tell me there's a twist, though, I'll be wary, though.
Like, well, M. Night?
I feel like it might be a great tactic to start doing that in trailers now because the M. Night paradox exists.
Yeah.
It's right. Like, the twist sucks. And it's like, oh, great. Awesome. Nice.
Cool.
Are we done talking about this trailer real quick?
Yeah, that's it.
There was one other piece of news. Tom Taylor, comic book writer.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bat Logic. Just announced that he's doing, because Warner Brothers, DC, right?
Yeah. Okay.
He just announced that doing a series called Knights of Steel or something like that. It's Batman set in the Game of Thrones. It's Game of Thrones mashup Batman.
Stop it.
Uh-huh. How?
He better not be fucking... What do you mean? WB,
they own both property. Yep.
Ned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
like it's like they show
the shit out of this.
Well, it's not a series; it's a comic book. But maybe one day
they'll animate it.
They show two Kryptonians like holding like a baby, like, you know, with yellow gold inlay. It's like, you know, Batman's in armor; he has a sword. Harley Quinn is like a jester, but like for realsies.
Nah, she's that homie. She's the homie that be doing jester shit in the Flayed Castle.
Not in the Flayed Castle. The moment that's what is he in there? Patchface. You talking about Patchface?
Yeah, he ends up there.
Absolutely not. That can't be here.
She's like, no.
Vito.
That's so cool. But yeah, they just announced it. I think it was today.
Fire.
Because it's a Bat Logic and that.
Bat Logic.
Yeah.
Because you thought about.
Thought about it. Yeah, I might have got the name wrong too.
Boss Logic. Oh God, and then you were like, what about a mashup? Shout out to Boss Logic,
but I wasn't thinking about it.
But like, you thought about that. He mashes things and then he mashed it.
What the fuck? Are you flipping that?
We say that like every time. Like, if you want to draw me in as this character so that I get casted, I'm down.
Right, because that shit is prophetic when he does it.
That's how it works.
Every time.
If you get drawn by Boss Logic, you're now a superstar.
Yeah. That's it for trailers?
That's it.
We did it.
Wow. We did it.
Holy shit.
We did an episode.
Yo, it's because
we're on time. It's because we feel profesh. We feel professional.
No, I'm not used to this shit. I'm not going to act like this is regular.
But it feels good. It
feels good.
I feel very comfortable.
Yeah, it does.
And everyone should come back and listen to our next episode. I don't know. Is Free Guy out yet?
I think it came out this weekend.
Can we talk about Free Guy?
Good.
Unless something like really.
But there's
big
a lot of things coming out from now to even.
It's true.
Yeah, like, all this is heavy.
Yeah.
Lots of shit.
Maybe we'll do a special for Free Guy.
We usually take a break over the summer.
Yeah,
but
now everything is nuts and everything's coming out right now. We're about to go ham. Yeah.
Usually this is when everything calms down. You're like, all right, we'll see you guys later in the fall.
And November, it's like, December are going to be insane.
It's going to be serious.
Even September, Shang-Chi. Anyway.
Catch us next time. Maybe Free Guy, maybe one of the other million movies that are coming out.
Yes.
And maybe more What If. I don't know. We'll see.
Because I heard
something really big happens.
A lot of people got the first three episodes to review, and a lot of them are talking about how two out of the three were really good, but there's one that stands out.
Big.
And I think I might know which one that one is, but I don't want to say anything.
So maybe it'll be.
But
might be out by
we might time. Have to talk about one of those episodes.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I can see for the culture.
But, all right, we'll catch us next time, y'all. Like, subscribe, share, all those things. Yes, fans.
Un aplauso. Hello.
Motherfucker, thank you.